Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry, takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Last week in our study of Colossians chapter 2, we finished verses 11 through 15 and are looking forward to beginning a new passage today.
The Bible stands though the hills may tumble.
It will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast again today. We want to welcome all of our listeners over the various radio stations and ask you to write us and let us know that you're listening. That's how we gauge where we're going to appear in various cities and towns, to let us know where our broadcast is going, whether we need to keep a radio station on or whether we need to look for another radio station. One of the ways we do that is by receiving mail from those in a certain area. So please, if you're in an area that you pick up this broadcast, it's a blessing to you, whether it's in the daytime or the evening. Write us and let us know that you're hearing the Lamp and Light broadcast. As you know, we're a day-by-day, 15-minute Monday through Friday broadcast going through a book of the Bible, verse by verse. And sometimes you miss a day, and boy, that kind of puts you off. And so you would really like to have that entire message. And if you'll write us and let us know the text, for an example, today we're going to be looking at Colossians chapter 2, verses 16 and 17. And if you're going to miss this part of this message, maybe tomorrow's broadcast, then write us and say, I would like the CD on Colossians 2, 16 and 17 that is titled, Who is Your Lord? And then let us know what radio station you listen to, and also write us about what date you heard. That seems to help us out as well. And then send a gift to $5, and we'll get that to you as quickly as possible. And then you can have the entire message. Also, let me encourage you to tell others about our broadcast. Get them listening too. Also, have pencil and paper. Follow along as we go. Take notes. I believe that that is a big help to you, so you can go back and refer to them. And then also, if you have a Bible question, feel free to write us and ask us, and we'll do our best to answer your Bible question. Finally, make sure you have a King James Bible that you follow along with us each day. We go verse by verse, and we do word studies. And if we're going to do word studies, we need to have the same book that we're looking at, simply because the King James comes out of a Greek text. Normally we say the majority text, received text, and maybe even the Byzantine and some other names that is used, but understand that the King James comes out of the very best text there are, and so that's why we use it. And so let me encourage you to follow along with the King James Bible as we do these studies. Now we're in Colossians chapter 2, verses 16 and 17. It says, Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink, or in respect of an holy day, or the new moon, or the Sabbath days, which are a shadow of things to come, but the body is of Christ. I believe the American public, and we who are Bible-believing Christians, were shocked several years ago when the ultra-liberal left-wing Jim Jones group committed mass suicide in Guyana. How could anyone be made captive of a man or a system as this? Yet today, there are people who are still being taken in by far-out philosophies. However, the real danger would be to those taken by philosophy that looks good, it seems moral, it seems right, but it's taking you from the lordship of Christ to the lordship of men and philosophies. Now verses 16 and 17 show us the pull from Christ and back to religion or men. Now, we must remember what the previous verses are telling us. In Chattanooga, Tennessee, before I was married, I one day called for a taxi to go to a certain destination. He took us the long way there. And when he takes you the long way there, the charge mounts up fast, especially if you are teenagers. I was back there in the middle to late 60s. And so if you're paying for that, that's pretty rough. Now, if you're not the one paying and you're a teenager, then you don't mind calling for a limousine. But I was paying for it. But I decided the next time I needed a cab and I was going to that destination, I was going to give them the address. I was just going to tell them how to go. So I did that. The next time I went to that same address, I showed him the way to go, and the time and the distance were more than half less. And it was such a short distance as compared to the first time that the fare was less than half the first time. Now, the cab driver would not let me get out of the car. He made me wait until he could call his headquarters and find out if he could charge me more because I took him the shortcut. And, of course, it was funny to sit there in the car and listen to the guy say, "No, you can't. You can only charge him what's on the meter." And I was relieved at that because that cab driver's a pretty big fella, and I didn't want to argue with him or get him mad at me. So he was going to let us go, but once his boss told him let him go, he let us go. Now, I say all that to tell you this. Previous knowledge prepared me to know how to handle the situation the next time so that I didn't go that long distance and I was able to save myself some money. Now, we look back at the previous verses that we have studied here, and we see that it tells us that Christ has blotted out the handwriting of ordinances. He has spoiled principalities and powers. And now the circumcision is of the entire man, not just a part of the flesh. And so with that thought in mind, we look at verse 16 of Colossians 2. And he mentions meat, drink, holy day, a new moon, Sabbath. All of these things are dealing with Old Testament ritual. And by the way, let no man judge you of the Sabbath. Now, there are groups that say today the Saturday is the only day instead of the Lord's Day, which is his resurrection day, which is on Sunday. But they miss this part of the verse. See, the word judge is defined as to make a distinction, to judge in a solemn, judicial manner. Now, knowing that these things were nailed to the cross, according to Colossians 2:14, I don't have to take that cab back the same way as I did the first time. How did the Old Testament saint get saved? Well, by looking forward to Messiah, by looking forward to the cross. And those sacrifices, those rituals, those rites and ceremonies of themselves did not save. In Hebrews chapter 10, verses 1 through 4, it says, "For the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never, with those sacrifices which they offered year by year, continually make the comers thereunto perfect. For then would they not have ceased to be offered. Because that the worshippers once purged should have had no more conscience of sins. But in those sacrifices there is a remembrance again made of sins every year. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins." And so the blood of bulls and goats was a picture of what Jesus Christ would do for them one day, but it didn't take away sin. Have you ever received a brochure in the mail with a picture of a boat for a cruise? And they say, "This is the boat you'll be sailing on." Well, the picture is only 5 inches by 7 inches. So I don't think a boat that's on a 5 by 7 inch piece of paper will really be able to take me anywhere. Now, when you go to the port and you board a huge ocean liner, then you realize there is a big difference between a 5 by 7 inch picture and the actual ocean liner. But The picture is in likeness of the liner, but it's only a shadow. It's only a form of it. It's not the liner. Well, as big a difference as there is between the picture and the actual ocean liner, there's an even greater difference between Christ and all the sacrifices and rituals. It was impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sin forever. It's interesting to me that if I were to back up my car and accidentally run over your child or your grandchild, and I get out of the car and I say, "Oh, I'm so sorry, I've killed your child. Listen, I've got a Chihuahua." Now, I really don't have a Chihuahua, but let's imagine, for illustration's sake, I say, "I have a Chihuahua, and I'll let you kill my Chihuahua, and we'll be even." Now, you know you wouldn't accept that. That in no way makes us even. Well, for what sin does to God, my friend, the sacrifices of bulls and goats in no way made it even. Now, this is the meaning of the word shadow in verse 17, which were a shadow of things to come. In other words, they were only a picture of it. They weren't the actual things. They were only a form of the real thing. And there is a difference between a shadow and substance, okay? I don't mind shadow boxing, but I would not want to box with a real body. Okay, there's a difference. Now that we have the reality, why go back and look at the picture? Why take the cab the same direction? So let no man judge you. That is, sit in judgment, take it to task, decide for you, critique, criticize, and condemn you. That's what happened in Jonestown with that ultra-left group. It happens even in fundamental groups when we make ourselves more accountable to men than we do to God. Let me put it in a simple way. If I worry more about what the deacons say or the congregation says instead of what God says about my preaching, my teaching, my decisions, or my administration, if I worry more about what they say than what God says, then my friend, I have changed lords. Let me put that on the other foot. The preacher's coming to your house, and so you put on more modest clothing. You put away magazines that you don't want the preacher to see that you have in your house. If you should happen to have a bottle of wine or a six-pack, you hide it well. And what that will show is that you actually fear the preacher more than you fear God. Now learn to be holy. Learn to be separate from the world, my friend. Have standards. Don't compromise your doctrine because the body is of Christ. And you are part of that body if you're saved. Therefore, don't do those things because you fear the church or the preacher. Don't do those things because you fear God. Now, think of this in light of Christ's first coming. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.